John Marsh talking. I thought maybe while John is making a tape that I might add a couple of cents worth of yakking to you. I heard your tape. It's wonderful. The work that you have been doing, the results are very heartwarming and enlightening to the fact that what you say to some people is pretty hard for them to understand or to believe. If it hadn't been through God's will of making you want to understand the kind of work that you're doing much better than perhaps you did know, you probably would not have spent so much time with this thing, or would not perhaps have believed what I told you in the first place. However, I am very grateful for all the wonderful things that you have been doing. John and Dr. Wright and myself have hung very close together here, working continuously in the lab to try to better some of the things that we have. I don't remember whether I had told you about some of the cases that I personally used this instrument on. And I'm speaking of the one that does not have the tube. We have been very successful. First, I would like to speak of these cases that I had, that I treated in my home. We have had a case, a lady that worked with me at the Langley Corporation, who had a similar disease that Jim Garrison had. Now, I am not a diagnostician, so you'll have to forgive me if I use wrong medical language, and you know how much I don't know about this business, but I know this end of it a little bit, so if you will bear with me, I'll try to be explicit so that you might understand. This lady was losing the sight of one of her eyes, and she had the feeling of needles constantly jabbing her eyes, causing tears to continuously run. Now, the one eye she had, was, both eyes were going out. She had been to Spaceless in Washington, D.C. Her husband is a naval officer. And due to the fact that this lady had an incurable disease, it was diagnosed as a sarcoma of the optic nerve section. You may be able to give this a proper term. However, I asked her to come over to my home, and with the consent of her husband, and signing a statement alleviating or eliminating any possible damages, if any did result, which I was positive there would be none. However, they were very well aware of the fact that they knew nothing of this instrument, but were willing to try anything, because she had been told that the only cure was to remove her eyes, or to remove the sarcoma, which would mean the elimination of her sight. I told her this was not necessary, that I would be very happy to treat her, and I did give her 14 treatments. After the first treatment, the needling stopped, the tears have dried up, and she hadn't had any effects of that since. After 14 treatments, to my knowledge, all had cleared, and to this day, she has perfect vision. I have not heard anything from her for a while, and I have been intending to call her to find out how things are going. I no longer work at Langley, but I do work at Astronautics now. And, of course, this was very heartwarming. Now, I have had...
May I interrupt a minute, John?
Excuse me, John.
I'd like to question you as to which machine you used on this white woman.
This white woman, age 34, I used the Bear probes. It was a Bear probe instrument. It was not a tube instrument.
That's the Heathkit oscillator?
That's the Heathkit oscillator, John.